paragraph Zion, Vizebchina Shem Shakai Shekois Mal Mezuzah. This also explains why on the back of the mezuzah, the Sofer writes Hashem's name Shin Dalet Yud, usually in a larger letters. Ki Shem Shakai Hu Bechinas Tzadik Kiyodua, because the Zohar HaKodesh, the Sifrei Kabbalah, tell us that the Shem Shakai is associated with Tzadik, with the sphere of Yisid Tzadik. Ze Bechinas Tzadik Choinein Venoisein. This goes back to what we said earlier, that the Tzadik is the Baal Tztoka, the one who is giving. He's not looking to take. He's not asking, ask what your people can do for you, how I can make everybody serve me. On the contrary, he's looking to give. Bechinas Baal Tztoka, a person whose house is for one reason. I want to know how I can use my house to help other people. Tztoka. Shemamshich HaBrocha, and thereby he draws blessing. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, V'harikoisi lochem brocha ad b'li dai. I'll shower you with blessings until you won't be able to stop saying enough. Sheze Bechinas Shakai. This is Hashem's name, Shin Dalet Yud, which is She Dai. It's enough. This is referring to a person who's full of blessing, the tzaddik, who is mole brochois. There's a Bechinas V'keil Shakai Yiten Lochem Rachmim. As the Pasuk says, Hashem of Shakai will show you his kindness. Sheshem Shakai Mashpia Brocho V'chaim V'rachmim Ad Balidai. This is the name of Hashem that showers us with blessing and life and kindness. Ad Balidai, unlimited, infinite. And as we learned earlier, as Rabbein Azal says over there in Likut Imran, Torah Samach Zayin, that this whole halacha is based on, and as Rab Nosson Zal showed, that the main things that elevate the kovoid, which is the malchus, are tzedakah and tzaddik. Those are the things that are in a position most to elevate the malchus. Shehu b'chinas bayis, the malchus is the bias of the person, the kovod of the person. Vaydeze nishmar hanefesh hamalubash ba'kovod. And this is how we protect and preserve our nefesh, the soul, which is cased inside kovod. We had learned earlier that just like when Hashem first created us, our souls were taken from the kisei kovod, from the throne of Hashem, the throne of Hashem's kovod. The nefoshos of our nefoshos down here on earth are also encased, enveloped in kovod. We know, for example, the Gemara says that the clothing of a person is the kovod of the person. Rabbi Yochanan korelei lamanei mechabdusa. And we know that our nefesh, we dress ourselves, we're dressed in kovod. That's a gashmius form of this. Paragraph Ches. Veze bechinas uchsavtom al mezuzois beisecho visharecho. When the Torah speaks about mezuzah, it uses the plural term, mezuzois. V'dorsh Rabbi Seinuzal, and the Zohar HaKodesh says that the word mezuzois is two words, zoz moves. It removes death. Ze bechinas tztoko tatzil mimoves, kemavur b'maymanal. Look at this. The mezuzah has the same function as tztoko. The Torah says about tztoka saves from death, and mezuzois is zoz moves, removes death. Ki ha-mezuzah hi bechinas moichin, because we said before, mezuzah represents moichin, bechinas tztoka, just like tztoka. Shemalin ha-malchus mitzedek litztoka. The moichin is what elevates the malchus from its weaker state of tzedek to the state of tztoka, which is shlemus. Through that, we eliminate death. We eliminate the klipos, the sitra achra. Bechinas tztoka tatzil mimoves. As it says, tztoka saves from death. Bechinas laman yirbu yameichem yameichem anerba mezuzah. Just like right after we speak about the mezuzah in Kriya Shema, the next pasuk is, so that you will live a long life, so you will not die. Ki yomov yameibonov, because your life and the lives of your children, hainu hanefoshoi satluim boy, which means all of those souls which are dependent on you, either your physical children or your students or those people who you're supporting. Nimshach lehem chayim v'arichas yomim ayidei mezuzah. All of them receive life and longevity of life via the mezuzah. Shehu b'chinas hamshachas haponim lakovoy. Because we said the mezuzah represents drawing a ponim, drawing life into the kovoid. Shehu b'chinas bayis, which the kovoid is the bayis. This is the protection for the souls that are found inside the kovoid, inside the bayis. And this is why the Gemara says, Mikra Nidrosh Lefonov, Al Posek Leman Yerbu, that this Posek Leman Yerbu Yemeichem Yevenechem, the Gemara says, is connected to what's written in front of it, before it. You know, what was before it? Uchsaftom al mezuzah is beisecho visharecha. Put a mezuzah on your doorway, and then leman yirbu yemechem. Ki hamshochas hachayim hual yidei bechinas haponim, shehi achochmo kanal. Because we said, where does one draw life from? From the chochma, which is called ponim. Bechinas hachochma techaye, chochma gives life. So look at the wording in the Gemara. Mikro nidrosh lefonov. The pasuk, this pasuk leman yirbu yemechem, we learn it out from lefonov, from the ponim, lefonov. It draws from the ponim. That's where that long life comes from. Veze shenizkar b'mezuzah, paragraph test. And this is why in the mezuzah also, now Rav Nosson Zal introduces something that he did not mention yet. In the chapter on Likutei Moran that this halach is based on, one of the things Rabbeinu Zal speaks about there is eating properly. And Rabbeinu Zal says when a person eats the wrong way, it's the opposite of kovoid. We know when a person eats sloppily, they get the food all over their clothes or all over their face, or they gorge themselves. Person says, you're an animal. You're a behemoth. You're disgusting. You're an embarrassment. Aren't you ashamed of the way you're eating? That's the terminology that's used. When a person's eating, they can either eat in a shameful, disgraceful way. The achila can either be the opposite of kovoid, busha, the greatest busha, or the term etiquette, the term respect. We know that when you want to show kovoid to somebody, we say, I'm going to be mechabed you with a drink or with something to eat. We know that food can either be kovoid when it's done properly, or it's the exact opposite. It's busha, cherpa, if it's done the other way. So Rav Nosson Zal says, now you'll understand also why in the mezuzah, in V'hoyom Shamoya, one of the things it speaks about is eating. V'yochalto, v'savoto, it mentions eating. Ze b'chinas. Where does it say eating in the mezuzah? He says it, we'll see in a minute. Ze bechinas tzadik oichel lesoiva nafshoi. As the pasuk says, a tzadik eats to satisfy his soul, his nefesh. He's not eating for because of physical desire. He's feeding to light up the soul, the nefesh. Bechinas shviras taiva sachila. This refers to breaking one's base physical desire for eating. Bechinas besodcho livhemtecho. Because we know Rabbeinu Zal points out in Likutei Moran in chapter 39 and 47, in the first half of Likutei Moran, there Rabbeinu Zal says, Venosati Esev. Hashem says, I will give you Esev. And Rabbeinu Zal darshins there that the word these words are written in the Shema, in Vohoyim Shemoyah. This is what Rav Nosson Zal is talking about here. Venosati Esev besodcho levemtecho. That the word Esev, Rabbeinu Zal brings there, the shin in the middle, a shin has three heads to it. The shin corresponds to the three colored rings of the eye, and the ayin and bet that are on the two sides of the word Esev make up the first letters of bat ayin, the pupil of the eye. So that the word Esev, which is ayin, shin, bet, the shin is the three colored rings of the eye. The bet ayin is the bas ayin, the pupil of the eye. So the word esav represents the ability to see. V'nasati esav, Hashem says, I will give you the ability to see, which means I'll give you a brain, I'll give you moichen. We mentioned many times that seeing is the brain. Pikeach, poikeach ivrim. Hashem gives sechel to those who are blind. He opens up the eyes of those who are blind. When? Besodcha livhemtecha. When you will break, when you will throw away. The word sodcha means field, but the word lishdod means to break. When you will break the behemius, the behema inside of you, the taiva sachila. Rabbi Nazar says that the more a person breaks the behema inside of him, he breaks the behemius, the taiva sachila, through that he's zoichet to see, to have a ponim, to have sechel, to have that light. Shetishadeit habehemius shelach. Kemavur b'divar Rabbi Nazar al posuk zeh. As Rabbi Nazar expounds on this posuk in chapter 39 and 47 in Likut Imran, Ayin Shom. Kalidei shviras taiva sachila, Malin hakovoid mehoaze ponim, because Rabbi Nazal shows in our chapter on the Likut Imran, the one that we're basing this on, Torah Samach Zayin, Rabbi Nazal says that if you want to, once the kovoid has fallen into the wrong hands, it's in the hands of those false leaders, it's in the hands of the aze ponim, and you want to get the kovoid out of them, if you work on your taiva sachila, the more you break your taiva sachila, the more you'll be able to extricate the kovoid from the wrong hands that it's fallen into, from the azei ponim, and bring it back into the kedusha. U'mamshichim ponim lahakovoid. We take away, we elevate the kovoid from the azei ponim, from the people who have an ugly face, the wrong kind of face. U'mamshichim ponim lahakovoid. And we place a ponim of kedusha onto the kovoid. Shezeh b'chinas mezuzah. That's what mezuzah is all about also. So that's why this pasuk appears in the mezuzah. Because Rabbi Nazal said over there in the Likut Imran that the way we give a ponim to the kovoid is by breaking taiva sachila. And we just learned that mezuzah is also about giving a ponim to the kovoid. Therefore, this pasuk that Rabbi Nazal speaks about breaking your taiva sachila, that pasuk happens to be found inside the mezuzah also. Because they're both working on the same issue. Paragraph Yud, the final paragraph. V'zeh b'chinas shma avoyim shamoya haksuv b'mezuzah. And now you also understand why these two paragraphs are found in the mezuzah. Shma and vohafta, which is one paragraph. And then voyim shamoya, which is the second. V'zeh b'chinas shtei hayodayim. Those two paragraphs correspond to the two hands that Rabbi Nazal speaks about in Likut Imran, in Torah Samach Zayin, the Torah that this halach is based on. Yira v'ahava. The right hand represents ahava, love. The left hand represents yira, gvura, fear. She'al yodom hoylodas hanefesh v'gidl hanefesh. Rabbi Nazal explains over there that when you want to give birth, when you want to bring a nefesh, a soul, into existence, and when you want to develop a nefesh, it requires yira and ahava. Those two hands are the ones that nurture the nefesh, that help the soul be developed properly. So Rav Nosson Zal says, we're learning here that the mezuzah is all about helping the nefoshos that are in that house, the nefoshos that are found in the kovoid, in the house. And we're trying to protect those nefoshos, and we're trying to bring a bracha, to bring light into the house, so that those nefoshos will be raised properly. They'll be raised with faith in Hashem, with the proper values, and they'll be raised in a good, healthy home atmosphere. So Rav Nosson Zal says, this is why the mezuzah has these two paragraphs in it, which represent the two hands, the yira and the ava. Kishma, because the first paragraph of the Shema, Bechinas Ahava, is focusing on Ahava. Bechinas V'yohavta Eis Hashem Alekecha. We know that in that first paragraph, you have that big V'yohavta. You will love Hashem. So we see that what the first paragraph represents is Ahava. V'hoyim Shemoya, the second paragraph, is broadcasting fear. Hu bechinas yira. Kama shekasu sham, as it says over there, he shamro lachem, watch it, guys. Pen yiftalav, don't you dare allow your hearts to stray into idol worship. Shehu bechinas yira. He shamru shmira is a concept of loisase. Don't do that. That's a concept of yira, fear, bechinas yira. Kali de yira vi'avo, ikar hoylodo vigidul hanefesh, because Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likut Emran that in order to develop and raise the soul, you need yira and ava. So a Jewish home, which is a place of gidul nefashos, where we're trying to raise our children, our family, we're trying to raise these nefashos that are found in the home, in the kavod, we need yira and ava. Where's the yira and ava? In the mezuzah. The mezuzah has those two parshas that are broadcasting, that are channeling yira and ava into the home to raise and help develop those nefashos that are cloaked in the kavod. The kavod is the house. Shenishmar, which is protected, al yidei hamezuzah kanal, through the mezuzah, as we mentioned earlier. Once again, the more familiar you are with the chapter on Likut Emran, the chapter on Likut Emran gave us the building blocks. It spoke about a nefesh, which is found inside kavod, and it said that the kavod can go either way. It can be, the kavod can be in the wrong hands, in the hands of the azei ponim, where it's tzedek, and sometimes it even falls below tzedek. It even goes to the place of loy tzedek. Mamash, it goes into the hands of the sitra achra. And our mission is that these nefoshos, which are found in the kavod, their mission is tikkun hamalchus, to try to elevate the malchus, to take it out of the sitra achra, to bring it into the kedusha, into tzedek, and then elevate it still further, take it up to the level of tzedakah. How? Either by giving tzedakah, by doing charitable acts, by making our house a place of tzedakah, we invite poor people, we use our house to help poor people or to help talmidei chachamim in every way. And through that, we elevate the malchus from tzedek to tzedakah. And we spoke about, and this is all part of the tikkun for these nefoshos that are found within this kavod, within this bias. And then Rabbeinu Zal went on to say with Likut Emran that there's another thing that has major bearing on this issue, and that's eating. When a person eats improperly, he's feeding the sitra, then he's taking the kavod and putting it into the hands of the sitra achra, rachmal son. When a person eats bigdusha, he takes the kavod, the malchus. It's called shulchan malachim, a table fit for a king, table of kings. The table, the eating of a person decides whether the malchus will be in the hands of the sitra achra, whether it'll be tzedek or it'll go below tzedek, or it'll be tzedakah. It'll be the malchus in its shlemus. The malchus will be in the hands of the azei ponim chas v'shalom. It'll be in the hands of the unworthy people, or the malchus will be transferred to the hands of the true rulers, those who are really worthy of leadership and authority. Our eating has tremendous bearing on that, and that's why in the mezuzah you have that line about eating, v'nosati esev besodcho levemtecho, which Rabbeinu Zal explains is all about tikkun taivas achila. And also, Rabbeinu Zal said that in order to help these nefoshos develop and grow, one of the main things you have to do, you have to be able to pump them with yira and ava, which are represented by the right hand and left hand. And that's also why we have these two parshias in the Shema, the v'yohavta and v'yom shamoya. They are channeling yira and ava into these nefoshos that are found inside the house.